Blog Talk Radio.
About Motivational Mondays with your sexy host Emma E2K. I'm here, blessed, another Monday. I'm smiling. I claim happiness. You know, this is what I do on a daily basis. But of course, as everybody knows me, knows that it goes up 10,000 notches on Mondays. Thank you for tuning in, everybody that's on the check-in. Everybody that's listening through all the different media outlets that you can possibly listen to this morning. Shout out to everybody that's on deck. Shout out to La Famosa for Mr. Sheeting, who hung out with me the whole entire week. You know, she's more than, she's more than just a friend. She, of course, everybody knows she's family. She will be back from Orlando. You know, we all got together, especially on Friday. We went to Bongo's and, you know, we shopped till we dropped, believe it or not. Had a great time. So forward to looking, you know, to doing it again. Big shout out to all my street queens who I spoke to this whole entire week. All those that I had conversations with and all those that I was able to give some healing or good advice, you know, when it was needed. You know, I thank you guys for reaching out to me when, you know, things happen in your life or when you need a certain uplift and motivation. I'm very honored and blessed when you guys reach out to me. I want to give a big rest in peace to DJ Easy Rocks from, you know, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rocks. We lost him, unfortunately, yes, so big rest in peace. To him, my condolences to his family, all those that love them, and definitely the hip-hop community who definitely will mourn him terribly. Big shout-out to all those that are making things happen for themselves. Big shout-out to my CEO, Lashiroa, which I think I got her on the line. Let me see. That's how. Let me open up the line. Is that the
CEO? G-G-G. G-G-G. I had to call in, you know, send a big, you know, fierce nail shout-out, you know what I'm saying, as you say, you know what I'm saying, to my super queen. The, you know what I'm saying, the hostess with the mostest, the sexy ME2K, to call into the show. I'm right here at work teaching these kids for their future and stuff. I said, let me, you know, they on break, so I said, let me take a break and call in and show my support. You've been doing an outstanding job getting them numbers up, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, motivating people every single day with those quotes and everything like that. Got to repost them because they definitely jumpstart my day, because sometimes I'll be like, I don't know, but I keep going. Because I see that motivation from ME2K, Motivational Mondays, turn up.
I appreciate you, sister. Just knowing everybody is waiting for it, because sometimes I'm not even going to, listen, I'm going to keep it a buck, 100. Sometimes I wake up like, you know what, I don't feel like doing nothing. How about that? And I get inbox or I start getting hit up like, we're waiting for one of your quotes. I'm like, okay, all right. The press is on. I will do it. And once
you
I
can
do
it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Do it.
That's it. You can do it. And I get to doing it, and that creates a smile. And just knowing that people really do count on me throwing out these motivational quotes and doing a show, that motivates me. You know, that's my motivation. So,
yeah, you are people's rehab. You know what I'm saying? Some people need rehab, and you are their rehab. You know, you are their salvation. Sometimes, you know, on a Monday. So
that's a heavy burden to carry, man.
Hey, you can handle it. You a Pisces. Stop faking.
Yeah.
Yo, them bongos look like it's popping over there, man. Them freaking drinks look good.
We took our own bongos to Bongos.
So,
we had a great time. I needed that. Like, I needed that.
Yeah, you deserve it. Sometimes, you know, you got to treat yourself. You know, you work hard, you put in work, you got to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we forget, you know, to sometimes take care of ourselves because, you know, so many people rely on us and we do for so many. But sometimes we have to take care of ourselves, you know, once in a while. Make ourselves feel special, spoil ourselves. So, you know, you deserve it. You know what I mean?
Work hard, play hard. Work hard, play hard. And, that's going to be something I really want to talk about and really want to bring out to everybody today, which is the fact that people, you know, they say they want to do things and they even see other people doing things and they're like, oh, man, I wish I could do it. But so you maybe can't. I mean, I can't ball in Beyonce and Jay-Z status, but I can ball in ME2K status. you know, and everybody has to be able to do what they can within within their own realm. Even if it's just 10 minutes, lock yourself in the bathtub and put some, you know, salt water in the tub and just for 10 minutes, you know, like anybody, you know, everybody's level is different, but doesn't mean that you can do little getaways for yourself or plan them because let me tell you something. Where there's a will, there's a way. And don't tell me in a year you can't accumulate, to stay in a hotel for a night just by yourself alone or to go to a place where you've never been or a park where you've never been or, you know, things like a museum or something different other than what you do in your day-to-day monotony. So, you know, a massage. The massages don't even cost that much. You, all year you save like 50 cents a week, you can do it before the year ends. You know what I mean? So it's not, if you really, really want it, you can make it happen is what I'm saying. Because everybody, especially what kills me is that when the people that I do see complaining about, oh, I can't do it, are the first ones that have the Jordans when they first come out. I don't have Jordans, people. I don't wear Jordans.
I don't got Jordans either. When they stand in that line, don't spend $200-$300 for that mess.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So you can get the money for that. And if you know what? And if that's what, I guess if that's what makes you happy, then so be it. I'm not judging, but I'm just saying that sometimes we have to sacrifice, certain things to get other things, is what I'm saying. So it can be done. Just the thing, it can be done. So whatever you want to do, just get out there and do it. You know what I mean? Get out there and do it. It could be done.
And I wanted to chime in on that, you know, that bath soap water, man. Make sure y'all use real soap water and don't be using, you know what I'm saying, dishwashing liquid, you know what I'm saying? I make you skin.
Wow. Okay. They sell them in the dollar store. Some salt and salt or okay, the liquid. See, the liquid thing causes a lot more. The liquid dishwashing thing causes more. So, Epsom salt in the dollar store. Okay, I'm just saying.
All right, sis. I love you to death, man. Have a great show. I got to keep helping these kids, so I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Salute to you, too. I love you, and keep educating our future.
All right, babe.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Oh. never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. And now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
Not allowing that. Ain't nobody bringing us down. Ain't nobody bringing me down. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Here another Monday. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm blessed for all those that are on the check-in that are able to listen and tune in. I want to give a big shout-out to Temple Barbershop, who is listening to the Motivational Monday show this morning. Big, big shout-out to you. I also want to give a shout out to the Witness Mob on the check-in. Big shout out to E, who will be able to listen today too from his shop. I love it when people call in and leave me messages and let me know where they're listening from. Big shout out to Tropical Hair Salon on Brandon, Florida, who's also on the check-in listening to the Motivation Monday show. So, you know, we have a worldwide audience. I love it. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Big shout out to the CEO, Lucky Lush, who called in earlier and gave her shout outs and is definitely educating our young ones. You know, so what we were talking about, doing the getaways, and it don't necessarily have to be a getaway to go somewhere. But, you know, I have posted earlier, you know, all those things you've always wanted to do, you should go and do them. So make a list, people. Start making them bucket lists. You know, start making them goal lists. And my mom, right, she's good at this. She tells me, when you have a goal or when you want to do something, you know, put a picture of it. So let's say if I want to buy a new car, I'm going to put a picture of the car that I want up on my refrigerator or my mirror or in a place where I'm going to see it daily. And then every time I see that picture, it's going to remind me, oh, wait a minute, I got to do what I got to do in order to obtain that goal, you know. So the same thing with a vacation. Get a vacation, get a picture of it, and just post it up. And every day, time you see it, and every time you have extra money in your pocket, let me put this away because that's the way I want to go. You know what I mean? You want to buy yourself whatever, a pair of sneakers, a jewelry, go somewhere, a trip, a house, you know, however big or small your goal may be, you know, just do it. You know, just do it, man. Why not, man? Make a list of all the things you want to obtain and do. And not everything is a monetary, people. You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, so what happens after you're a millionaire? Jesus Christ, you still have to have goals and things that you want to do. Millionaires just don't sit all day home doing nothing, I'll tell you that much. You know, who benefits from a millionaire's life is all those that got to maintain their house, that are able to be on that poolside enjoying the pool and everything else. Because a millionaire is up and out every morning doing what he needs to do to maintain that mansion back there where all those people come and visit. You know what I mean? So big shout out to all the millionaires that are out there making it happen and all those that are taking care of their family, their community, that are always giving back and giving back from the heart, you know, giving back willingly, you know, not being forced to give back. That's definitely the best way of giving back. Big shout out to those that are dealing with their situations and have people in worse circumstances than them, but they're still reaching out to them, trying to help them. I mean, because at the end of the day, man, really, seriously, this world is crazy, to say the least, just to say a name to describe it. But it's crazy. People are crazy, and prayer changes things. And we all need to drop to our knees and stop doing other things other than praying when we're down there. You know what I mean? Because prayer changes things. It really does. And, you know, don't just pray when you're messed up or when you're in a situation or when you're doing, you know, bad things. Pray when you're happy. Pray when you're smiling. Pray when things are going good for you, you know, because people forget that. You know, people, they got good things going on. It's like, oh, okay, I'll pray tomorrow. I'll pray once I hit my foot or something. You know, I'm sad, so now I'm praying. No, pray when you're happy, you know. Positive thoughts, positive energy. We need to really, really fill this world with more positive energy because too much negative energy going around. And all for what? At the end of the day, all for what? For what? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't create anything. It doesn't make you productive. So what is the point? You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going into music. Big shout out to all those that are on deck. Thank you for following us on all the social networks. Don't forget to follow Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow Emma E2K. And our sponsor, E2K Worldwide LLC, we're all Googleable, somos googleables. So go to Google and type in Emma E2K. type in Lush Radio Online. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. And, you know, you will find us. Make sure you follow. We'll follow. You follow us. We follow you. But follow us with good intention, man, because don't forget, man, you already know I got security on deck. We don't play those type of funny games, all right? So big shout-out to Eva Records. Big shout-out to I'm trying to get everybody in. Big shout-out to La Tere. Big shout-out to Superstar Spanish Fly, Lynx, who's Lynx Garcia, who's always out doing her thing. And big shout-out to Inner City. Inner City is listening all the way from Saudi Arabia. I'm trying to tell you, man, we got a worldwide audience. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. No, if you're out there. Tend to shut people out. I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. And I know it'll be worth the wait. Oh, jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there,
sexy host, man. Emma E2K. Yes, I say sexy because I claim it. You can claim it for yourself too. So make sure that when you introduce yourself to someone today, you say, how you doing? You're talking to the sexy, and then you say your name. You know what I mean? All right? So you say before, after, some, pretty, whatever it is that you want to claim. I claim sexy. So sexy is a state of mind. You know what I mean? So I'm always in that state of mind. I want to give a big shout out to New York City. A big shout out to my Watson family. Big shout out to the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. Big shout out to Philly. Big shout out to Connecticut, the DMV area, Maryland, Virginia, D.C. You know, we have the worldwide audience. Everybody's on deck, always tuning in to Motivational Mondays in the morning, you know, trying to get that motivation to kick off, you know, to help you get that kickstart to your whole entire week. Welcome home, Mikey. Big shout-out to my Cypress family. Big shout-out to my Westchester family. Big shout-out to the Boulevard. You know, everybody out there, man. Big, big shout-out to everybody that's always on deck. Big shout-out to Sean, who's coming back from Paris. Oh, man, I can't wait for him to tell me all the fun he had, because that's on my bucket list next year, people. That's right, Paris is on my bucket list. And I will be out there. Because I have a picture of the tower right in front of me. So, you know, make your bucket list today. Start on your bucket list. If you don't have a bucket list, then make it. It doesn't matter how old you are. You don't have to be, you know, like retiring age to be able to make bucket list. You can make it. Man, the younger you make it, actually, the more you can obtain in that bucket list. So make it. I told my 21-year-old son the same thing. Make that list and jot down all the things that you want to do. And each year, try to accomplish something. You know what I mean? Work at, you know, doing something. Cut out a picture of something, post it up, keep looking at it. Eventually, you look at it so much, so much, so much that it's like, okay, every day you wake up, it's like, I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm focused, you know? Other people have different things that get them focused. Big shout out to Liz. Liz, I know you're on deck. I see you. So, you know, stay focused. Just stay focused on the things that you want to obtain, and you can make it happen, man. If nobody else, if you think nobody else believes in you, I surely do, man. So give me a call. Hit me up. Let me know what is it on your bucket list, 347-826-7722. Call me. Let me know. I'm interested, and I'll share some of my bucket list. And, you know, we just got to make it happen, man. Make it happen. Why not, right? Why not for other things? So why not for things that, you know, you want to do? Why not? All right, so you already know. I'm going to read an insert from my daily teachings of The Secret. I just, you know, it's just some of these things that when I read them, I'm like, okay. All right. So you can be an inspiration for someone who is experiencing difficulties by not lowering yourself to their sadness, but by lifting them up through the light of your joy. Let me read that again because I don't think people was listening. Yeah, people focused? Okay, here we go again. You can be an inspiration for someone who is experiencing difficulties by not lowering yourself to their sadness, but by lifting them up through the light of your joy. I'm telling you. You will always know if you are being the light of inspiration by how you feel. You can maintain your good feelings. The light of your joy is shining and bright. The moment you begin to feel heavy or not good, you will know that the negativity of the problem is affecting you, and you really must step away and restore yourself to feeling good. You have nothing to give anyone unless the joy within you is radiating outward. Your other people's problems are not yours, people. You know what I mean? And if you're going to step in somebody's situation, let it be that you're bringing them light, not that they're dimming yours. I don't even know what to say. That right there, my people, it was a jewel. I hope y'all was able to catch it.
close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a small break, drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticeably quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
Shout out to all my John Doe's, man, those that are lost, that are out there, that are counting their days of being sober, that are really fighting that good fight not to take another drink, not to, you know, take another pill, not to smoke, you know, whatever it is that, you know, has caused their downfall. You know, John Doe, come back home. You have people that love you. You have people that care about you. You have people that want the best for you, man. People that don't even know you as a person, but know that God brought you into this world for a purpose. So, you know, we just want you to have your chance and your time to be able to show your purpose here in this world. So shout out to all those John Doe's and all those that have John Doe's in their families that are out there, you know, trying to help them. You know, at the end of the day, they have to make their own choices, and they have to deal with their own consequences of the choices that they've made. All you could kind of do is just really hang, you know, hang back and just kind of wait for them to ask for help, you know, or just try to preach to them as much as you could. But at the end of the day, it's really their choices, you know. And, you know, the choices that people make, they have to deal with those consequences of those choices. And other people's situations are not yours. But if you're going to step in to help, make sure that that's what you're doing. You know, make sure that whatever you're bringing in, whatever you're contributing, that it's productive and helpful to them, you know. So you first got to find out what that is, and then, you know, then you can really be a service to them. So big shout out to all those dealing with people with addictions. You know, there's all types of addictions. So big shout out to y'all. Let me go into music. We're going to get into something, but I'll get into it when we come back. Here's to all the beautiful that's in beneath, that's underneath, you know. Some people have the eye to be able to see underneath your beautiful. Other people just see you from the outside. But people, all are physical from the outside. Eventually, gravity sets in. So if you don't love me from my heart, when my things start sagging, will you love me then? That's the question. Motivational Monday. Let's go.
You tell all the boys no. Makes you feel good. Yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could. But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside, would you let me see beneath your beautiful?
know that was deep. I had to, you know, do a little deepness. You know how I am. I got to make y'all think and use that brain early in the morning. Wake up! Motivational Monday. Be motivated today. Motivate someone else. And remember, motivate them and don't let them bring you down. You know, the point of trying to help someone in their situation is you lifting them up, not them pulling you down. So if someone is pulling you down and is taking your joy, you know, then you need to fall back and step away from that situation, reevaluate, you know, tap into your joy again, and then come back to it, you know. And sometimes, you know, the best thing is just to leave it alone. Not everybody has the capability of sharing some joy. Some people have a little bit amount of joy, so you can't share if you have a little bit of joy. Now, if you have a whole big amount of joy, then you can be able to, you know, distribute it to those that need it. I have an abundant amount of joy. I'm blessed to be able to share, you know, some of my joy with those people that do reach out to me. So that's definitely a blessing that I don't take lightly, you know. But if you only have enough joy for you, then that's cool. That's fine. You know, just enjoy that joy. Enjoy that joy because there's people that would give anything to be able to experience that or see their loved one experience that. You know what I mean? So who against me, right? Let me read one more insert. I'm going to read one more insert from, of course, the Daily Teachings of the Secret. Whatever the financial situation you are currently in, sometimes I like to repeat it. Not because I don't know what I'm reading, but I just, you know, some people are slow and they catch things slow. And it's okay. Everybody's in a different level. I'm going to read this again. Okay, y'all with me, right? Y'all tune in? All right, cool. Whatever the financial situation you are in, it is one that you have brought into reality through your thoughts. If it is not what you want, then you have created it unconsciously. But still, you created it. When you can see this, you will understand how powerful you are at creating. And now all you have to do is create what you want consciously. And I read this last week, but I'm reading it again this week for the simple purpose of what we've been talking about, what I've been talking about today, which is making your bucket list, you know, setting out to do the things that you want to do. Create the goal in your mind. Cut out a picture like my mama advised, you know. That, you know, that's the lady with the wisdom. So create, you know, cut out the kind of car you want, the kind of house you want, the trip that you want to take. Envision it. Create it in your mind, and it will happen. You know, you guys have very powerful minds, and it doesn't always have to work for the negative stuff. Why are you able to use your mind to create things that are negative, that eventually you have to pay for? Why not do things on the positive side, which all you're going to do is benefit from? I know. I don't know how I do it either. I be freestyling these jewels. Sometimes I amaze myself too. I got to listen to the show over again myself because I'm like, what? Did I just do that? Did she? Not even a script show. I need my own reality show, people. Can somebody call in somewhere or somebody to make this happen? I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? Why not? But a reality show, of course, that's not, yeah, I'm not going to be fighting or calling nobody a B. Or maybe I might not get it because I'm not that exciting as far as, you know, negative stuff. Because when you're negative, that's when you're exciting. But when you're positive, it's like people are not interested. And that's weird to me because all these millions of people, all they're looking and seeking for is peace and happiness. So if you're seeking peace and happiness, why are you allowing in the universe for the number one things of entertainment and all that to be the most destructive and negative things? Stop and think. Stop and think. We participate in some of those things. You know, be accountable for what you participate in, even though you may say you don't, but you actually do. You know, if you condone, if you listen, if you look at the video, if you talk about it, you know. Let's talk about more positive things. Let's talk about being happy. Let's talk about being in motivation. Let's motivate others. You know, as always, another Monday, another show. I see you guys next week. You stay blessed, man. And don't forget that you are beautiful. And whoever says they're not, tell them to holler at me at Emma E2K. Follow me on all the social networks. I'm Googleable, so Google Able. I'm out of here. Peace.
Because